We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Spent most of the time talking education, and we're going to talk, I guess, kind of goes towards that topic a little bit. Jake Powell is the fire marshal with the Manhattan Fire Department, and he joins us via telephone. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Brandon.
And topic of our discussion will be a little bit on the education side of fire safety, but we'll start first. I know you're heavily involved with a number of construction projects as the fire marshal, and go ahead and give us an update on some of the projects you guys are keeping an eye on.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of projects with the school districts. I'm sure that they just gave a good update of what all's going on, but you should start seeing some project movement on the high school. We just issued that permit last month. We've got a discount tire store going out at East 24 and Fort Riley Boulevard right there next to Aldi. It'll be a tire retail store where you'll get new tires put on your vehicle. That should start here in the next 2-3 weeks. The Wendy's on Good Food Place here on the east side of Manhattan is going to get an interior and exterior facelift remodel. So you see some progress on that in the next couple months. And a couple other small commercial projects and some coming on the way. But we've had a big project just get completed. The Conference Center expansion just was finaled. And if you're there for any events coming up, you'll be able to see the new space they expanded into. And if anybody has any loved ones at Meadowlark, you've probably seen the new restaurant addition that they've just finished. Lots more dining space, and hopefully we can get out of the pandemic soon and people can go start enjoying those assembly spaces.
Excellent. You know, I've noticed a lot of restaurants here during the pandemic have since their doors have been shut, they've been working to do some upgrades on facilities. Have you had a number of requests from other businesses like that that have been wanting to do upgrades?
Yeah, we've had several small kind of just changes to the way businesses operate, which requires a little bit of a change inside. Nothing major, but a lot of restaurants are definitely offering the carry out and delivery options. So lots of change just nationwide in the model for restaurants and food service.
I know we had you guys on a couple months ago and talked about the new Pizza Hut going in on the west side of town over off of Seth Child and Kimball. That project, as I drove by the other day, it's going up pretty quickly. That's scheduled to open pretty quickly, or pretty soon, I think, right?
Yeah, I haven't been out that way in a little while, but I think last time I saw they were pretty much done with the exterior shell. They should be doing interior work, I would guess, open in the next 3 or 4 months.
Okay, so that's one to continue watching. And obviously, if you've gone shopping at Dillon's, that project's been kind of ongoing as well. You guys did approve that project earlier this summer.
Yes. Just updates to the way that everybody does business in these times. They're changing their whole business model and requires some upgrades, remodels. There's just lots of uncertainty, though, with how this will all play out.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about homeowners? Have you seen a rise in the number of projects being done at home, and like decks and stuff like that?
Yes, we have a lot of residential submittals, not just remodel and repairs, but new additions and new homes. I'm sure everybody's seen in the news nationwide, new home sales are up and new residential construction's up nationwide, and we're seeing the same things here. Lots of new homes just recently got permitted here over the last month in the Blue Township Sewer District out in Pawtucket County. People are realizing that if they're going to be working from home, they would like more space, so they're looking to upgrade or add on to their home. So we ask and encourage anybody that has questions about a project that they've been thinking about doing, give us a call. We can talk you through the requirements for permitting, and if you have any questions, just general construction questions or specific questions about a project that you're thinking about, I encourage you to call our office at 587-4506. We can get you the information you need so that you're making sure that the project is done correctly and safely for your family and for the investment of your home and its value.
How has that permitting process gone over there in the Blue Township area? And you guys took that over earlier this year, I think in January.
Yeah, starting January 1, we have seen a slow rise in the beginning in the number of new homes. I think part of that we've spoke to before, that a lot of those builders got a whole bunch of permits at the end of 2019. So they were, I guess, well-stocked with properties that they could build on before they were required to get a permit through us starting January 1. So now we're starting to see more of an uptick and more new home permittal out here in Blue Township. So it's gone smooth so far. A few minor issues, we've been able to straighten those out, iron those wrinkles out as we've found them.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about cooking safety here as well. And, you know, a lot of people have been at home probably more often than not, and not eating out as much as maybe they used to. What are some tips you have for doing that safely?
Yeah, definitely want people to be aware and be safe when they're cooking at home. With more people at home, there's more likelihood of cooking incidents or kitchen fires. Kitchen fires are the leading cause of residential structure fires. So a few simple precautions can go a long ways to preventing a fire that can cause a lot of damage in a short amount of time. We encourage people to stay in the kitchen. If they're cooking on the stove or in the microwave, watch what you're cooking. Watch the pot, I guess, is the best way to describe that. And if you're cooking with any kind of fats or oils, have a cookie sheet or a lid for that pan, so that if it flares up, you can quickly cover that pan, remove it from the heat, turn off the burner, and keep that lid on until the fire goes out. Don't ever use flour or water to try to put out a grease fire or a fire on the stovetop. Flour is a combustible dust. It can flare up, cause a great big fireball, and water can obviously cause that grease fire to expand very rapidly because that water will boil and throw the grease all over. So the best way and the safest way, if you have a grease fire flare up, cover it with a lid or a cookie sheet and turn that heat off until it cools down. Cooking in the oven, if you see smoke or flames inside that oven, keep that door closed. That oven is sealed up and it's going to hold that heat. It's designed to hold the heat in. Turn the oven off if you can safely do so, and call 911, report the fire, and crews will come out, make sure everything is safe and there's no fire that's gotten outside that oven. But best thing to do is watch your cooking, stay in the kitchen, and if you need help setting a reminder, use your cell phone. Everybody's got a cell phone. Set a timer on that phone. So if you do get a call or something distracts you, you have that cell phone to go off and let you know, hey, I've got food I need to watch.
You know, I always struggle with clutter. I hate clutter. And I know that in my kitchen I have limited counter space, so we end up, you know, trying to utilize as much of it as we can. But it's probably important for people to try to eliminate too much extra stuff in the kitchen. You know, don't put things on top of stoves that don't need to be there. Stuff like that, I imagine.
Yes, definitely. The saying that I like to tell people when we're talking about cooking and small kitchens is, yeah, that looks like inviting countertop space, but you shouldn't put anything on top of your stove, on the burners, other than a pot or a pan with food in it. That's what that is for. It's too easy to bump the knobs or to forget that you just had that burner on and it's still hot. A lot of these new ceramic cooktops, you can't tell if they're hot. That glass stays hot for a long time after you turn the burner off. So don't put anything on the stovetop unless it's a pot or pan with food in it.
All right. What about outdoor fires? You discuss that just a little bit?
Yeah. Here in the city of Manhattan, we have an outdoor fire policy. This weather is absolutely beautiful outside, and people like to get out. And we have some social distancing visiting with neighbors or friends and have a little recreational fire in their backyard. That's perfectly acceptable. Our policy allows it. The stipulations would be for a recreational fire, and that would be a fire that's on the ground in a non-combustible ring, at least a foot high, and completely encircling the area burning needs to be at least 25 feet from the structure, a property line, parked vehicles, fences, and then somebody has to be out there with it at all times while it's burning or smoldering. You need to have a garden hose or a bucket of water ready in case you need to extinguish it. You should be cognizant of where the smoke and the odor is going so that you're not causing a nuisance for your neighbors. We also have the chimney or portable fire bowl type outdoor fires. Those are allowed up to or as close as 15 feet from any structure, combustible deck, or fence. And same rules, just be out there with it when it's burning. Have a garden hose or a bucket of water. Be aware of where the smoke's going. Any outdoor fire, you can only use dry season firewood. No gasoline or kerosene or any other ignitable liquid to start it. And just be aware, be cautious of where the smoke and embers are going so that you're being a good neighbor.
All right, sounds good. Well, Jake, that's all the time I have here, but appreciate you giving us an update here from the fire department, and we'll talk again real soon down the road.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. Have a good day.
You too. That was Jake Powell from the Manhattan Fire Department. He's the fire marshal, and always a pleasure to get an update from them. Thank you to all the school officials we talked to today. Great updates there. It was nice to hear firsthand from some teachers on what they're experiencing in the classrooms.
Oh, that's great. Great information right there. Good work.
Coming up tomorrow, it'll be NBAF, and we'll also hear from Manhattan Catholic Schools on the program.
We're moving up on 10 a.m. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game, and the Royals with Mason's pregame show comes your way at 6. Royals tonight hosting Cleveland. Network coverage with birthday boy Rex Hudler is at 6:30. Have a good Wednesday.